May 14, 2021. The name of our Earth ship is Sovereignty. At this moment in time, after 14 months of lockup and lockdown, I believe that we, the people, stewards of Earth ship Sovereignty, should be able to participate in decisions and think and have a say in how we jointly serve life and well-being, nurturing our spiritual connection in order to start practicing that state of being. Treat sovereignty as a verb. In my view, the top-down policy in all conditions international governments find themselves confronted with, almost directly moving into such a policy, that in all honesty may be called for due to the emergency nature of them, with danger for life and survival in tow, there are non-life-threatening conditions worldwide, like the design and management of internal affairs, approached in that same manner. I believe that we, the common people, need to stand up and bring change in such a policy. That is genuine empowerment. That's what builds health, vitality, and confidence. We humans are superb creations, formed according our being, the part of us that dictates the formation of our physical body, ancestral qualities, genetic codes and birthplace, capable of creating great things, also achieving improvement and the restoration of living conditions in all sorts of ways. Isn't it time that we begin to use our innate creative skills, these qualities, after 14 months of restrictions, of our freedom to move and breathe? It seems that we are living a forced awakening, almost, without choice. Stepping into a higher gear, for the time is right. Is it? For example, in the thick of the present pandemic management, it's no good, not constructive, when a top-down policy continues after the initial alarm and perceived danger has passed. If we are involved in such an impact from a pandemic and the resulting government's management, we should be allowed to use the right to contribute ideas in order to create solutions. In essence, as I perceive it, it's our change of attitude towards a worn-out establishment, a failing once-upon-a-time plan for a new world order, grown moldy, that will bring the change we wish to see in the world. In our reality, where we are taking part in how it shows up, leaving victimhood, belittling ourselves, expecting our government, our doctor and our vicar or minister to do the knowing for us. Even when numerous builders of this establishment are unaware of its purpose in how it manifests itself, the ones at the drawing board creating model, agenda and function aren't on speaking terms with construction workers usually. It's exactly in this metaphor I choose that the construction of such establishments shows its flaws. Disguise and lies, abomination even, are its cornerstones. It won't last as long as we humans say yes to life and life responds with an echo. Every one of us, old and young, big and small, will benefit from retrieving our sovereignty and leave the ruling from our government, our church institutes, and our medical industry, as I see it. Sovereignty is a verb to me, and so I invite you to bring your creativity to life by acknowledging your spiritual nature and practice solutions in daily life activities, down to earth, with visible results. Step down from the New Age Tower as one of the superior bell ringers, assuming that it's the bell that brings peace. Stop chanting slogans that grow dull by repetition while the fire has gone out unnoticed. Be present in your hearts and words, serving the truth. Don't try to control what the future brings. Exercise welcoming truth as a friend. Dare to loosen the screws of your screwed opinions and assumptions, your false expectations, and all that follows will come forth in that light. When your light is acknowledged and switched on from within. Imagine entering your home at night. First action is to switch on the light, right? Now imagine you switch on the light in the house that is your life. Where are the doors, the windows, the kitchen, the living room, the bedroom, the chimney, the fireplace? Welcome home.